Welcome to the Watoto Church Podcast. Prepare your heart as we listen to the message.
Last year, a friend invited me out to go on a journey to just tour Jinja. Now, this friend has a good car, and because of the good car, I accepted. And I decided, asked, can I be the driver? And this friend said, yes, you can be the driver. And man, I always look forward to driving this car because this car is a beautiful car. I'm telling you, it can take off. And so I'd never driven that fast. But that day I was like, God, you are my protection, okay? You are our protection. So we get into the car. We head on Jinja Road. We reach Mukono. And then I had heard before that the road, the famous Katosi Road, you know that road? That also can take us to Jinja. I'm like, and they had worked on it, or they were working on it. I'm like, let's just go and tour. We have all day. And so we went on that road. And then we reached a place I could not know where we were. And so I pulled out my phone. Where's my phone? Thank you. I pulled out my phone, and we went to that wonderful app called Google Maps. Do you know it? Yes. Some of us, we are the maps. In Africa, we don't need maps, but some of us are spoiled. Okay, Google Maps. And so I look at Google Maps and I realize the road had been, because it's a new road, they had gone another direction. And this thing was not on the map. And so we were lost, but we had to go to Jinja. So me being a tech guy, I pinched the map. I looked for Jinja Road. I saw it on the other side, far. But there was no road connecting from where I was to the left. So what I did was, logic. If you find any turn that goes to the left, take it. So we took the turn. And we drove. I was just praying. Let's not get stuck. Through sugar canes, through every other thing. And then finally, we saw the road. I'm like, oh, we made it. We didn't even have time to have a wonderful time in Jinja. So we went, caught some lunch. And then we decided to drive back. But again, I decided, let's find out another place. Another hanging out gua in Jinja. And so I punched in Google Maps, and Google Maps had the place. And so we followed the prompts. And so we went on that Kayunga Road. Nice road. And then we turned off to the right, and we began to go into those little roads and every other thing, looking for the place. And we're like, oh, we're almost there. We're looking for the place. And we started hearing the water of the Nile. We're like, wow. We must be close to the place because this thing is near the Nile. And then finally, Google Maps, that lady says, arrived at destination on left. Friends, there was no more road. It was just a bush. We were lost. Google Maps was a bad guide. Unreliable on that day. I think the guy upstairs, that lady, was moody. And so we looked around, so we say, which person can guide us? So we got out of the car, we looked around, found some boys who were half-dressed, speaking Lusoga. We tried to concoct some Lusoga. Tuliwa! And so they began to direct us, go like that, go like that, go like that, go like that. And so, they just guided us by just showing us directions. Go like that, go like that, go like that, go like that. So we trusted our instinct. We went like that, like that, like that. Got lost. And then finally we found Kayunga Road. We said, you know what? Enough of adventure. Let's go back to Kampala. Let's go back home. And we made it back home. This time, no Google Maps. We're just using our natural instincts. And you see, in life, there are times when we need direction. We need guides. Because we don't know everything about life. You see, I'm amazed also about when I read the Bible and I see Paul. The Bible says that he used to check the sea and went to different places to plant churches. The Mediterranean Sea is not like Lake Victoria. That is a sea. It's a huge place. And I always wondered, how did they navigate across these kinds of seas? And they made it. I went and did some reading on the internet, and I discovered they had a method of doing that. Now, if they were near the shore, they would watch the shoreline, they would know where they were. But if they were in the middle of the sea, during the day, they depended on the sun. You know why? Because the sun always rises from the east and sets in the west. It is consistent. It never changes because of the day. Consistent light in the sky that guided them during the day. And so if they were facing the sun when it's rising, they knew it was east. If they needed to turn south 90 degrees, they would turn. The sun was their guiding light during the day. At night, they had to look for another guiding light, and there was one. There's one. It's still there. It's called the North Star in the Northern Hemisphere. It is that one star that actually stays in that one location. The other stars move in circles depending on seasons. But this North Star is right there. And so depending on the distance from the horizon, the sailors knew or they know where they are with respect to where they're going. So at night, there is a guiding star taking them. Again, that thing is consistent. That's why they could rely on the star. So we see the guys at sea were guided by the sun during the day and the North Star during the night. But friends, when it comes to life, when it comes to questions of eternal life, when it comes to questions of who you need to marry or the job that you need to take, I don't think we can rely on the sun and the star. We need somebody who knows everything. We need a guide who has been there before, who is right here, and who is going to be there forever. We cannot rely on the things of nature, on the created thing. We must rely on the one who made everything. And Jesus is that guide who is available to guide us through everything in life. He is that perfect light that came into our world on Christmas Day so that he could guide us in the most important parts of our lives. You see, if you go for a safari, any safari, and when you go for a safari, you choose the location of the safari because there's something you want to see, some animals you want to see. Most people who come to Africa, to Uganda, go for safari because they want to see the lions in their natural habitat. If you go to Murchison Falls, for example, and you're looking for lions, you need a guide to take you to the lions, isn't it? He must know the way to the lions. He must show you the way to the lions and tells you, go to the lions, right? No, he doesn't do that. He leads you all the way to where the lions are and even tells you, you only can take pictures in this location. Don't go that far, because they understand. That is what a guide does. And Jesus, as the perfect light, is that guide who came into a world filled with darkness because of our sin and rebellion to guide us in this life that is difficult. There's some questions that I cannot answer. But Jesus has the answers to those questions. This is what he said in John chapter 8, verse 12. I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. He says, I am the light of the world. Why is he the light? Because in our world, there is lots of darkness. And it says, whoever, in other words, we make a choice to follow him. But that person who chooses to follow Jesus will overcome the darkness and will have the light of life. Jesus is that perfect light who came to lead us, to guide us, to show us the way, to lead us along the way of life so that we don't walk in darkness. You see, as much as Jesus is that perfect light that guides us every day, you see, the world and the systems of the world try to offer us some other systems to guide us. I've had a statement like, follow your heart. Follow your heart. You want whom to marry? Follow your heart. The job? Follow your heart. Salvation? Follow your heart. But you know what? My heart is a very interesting heart. I cannot trust this heart of mine. Even God says in Jeremiah, it is desperately wicked. It is deceitful. Sometimes, yes, I could follow my heart in the right place, but many times, let me tell you, I've followed my heart in the wrong places. You cannot trust your heart to make the most important decisions of your life. You must be guided by somebody who is bigger than your heart, actually, who is able to shape and change your heart. I've had some people say, hey, follow this religious leader, Muhammad. Every day, all the ways lead to God. But let me tell you this. The leaders of all these religions that people say follow are dead. I don't know about you, but I never want to follow a dead person. But Jesus, the perfect light, who is our guide, is alive today. You can rely on him for up-to-date information. You don't need Wi-Fi to upgrade or to update the app. No, he is loaded all the time to guide you each and every day of your life. Now, Jesus is the perfect light that guides us through life because he knows the way of life and also shows the way. Jesus is not just the baby Jesus. You know, some people have the concept that Jesus is that one who is in the manger. No, Jesus came in a manger for a season. But Jesus existed before the manger. He is all-knowing. He is God. His eternal existence from the beginning, he was there. In fact, John tells us, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word is Jesus Christ. He is God. He knows everything that is there to be known. He knows everything about you. And because he knows everything about you, he can guide you in every area of your life. If you embrace him, you will never walk in darkness. Not only does he know the way, he is willing to show you the way of life. You know, I remember the days when we high school. You know those days when you get this book and you think that's where the examiners are going to set up from? And you would hide it. You go under the tree and you revise alone. Remember those times? And so you're not willing to show your friends because you want to beat them. No, Jesus is not mean like me in high school. Jesus knows everything and he wants to reveal everything to you because he loves you. He knows the way, wants to show you everything that is there for you to know so that you can have eternal life and succeed in this life. You see, when Nicodemus in John chapter 3 came to him asking about life, Jesus provided an answer. And so in John chapter 3, verse 1, here we come to see a man called Nicodemus, a religious leader meeting Jesus, and Jesus addressing the issue he was wrestling with. Now the Bible says there was a Pharisee, a man named Nicodemus, who was a member of the Jewish ruling council. He came to Jesus at night and said, "Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher who has come from God. For no one could perform the signs you are doing if God were not with him." Jesus replied, "Very truly, I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God unless they are born again." How can someone be born again when they are old? Nicodemus asked. "Surely they cannot enter a second time into their mother's womb to be born." Jesus answered, "Very truly, I tell you, no one can enter the kingdom of God unless they are born of water and the Spirit. For flesh gives birth to flesh, but the Spirit gives birth to spirit. You should not be surprised at my saying, you must be born again. You see, the wind blows where it pleases. You hear its sound, but you cannot tell where it's coming from or where it is going. So it is with everyone born of the Spirit." "How can this be?" Nicodemus asked. And then Jesus answered this question. "Just as Moses lifted the snake in the wilderness, me, the perfect light, the guy, the Son of Man, must be lifted up." And he was talking about the death he would die on the cross. "Must be lifted up so that everyone who believes in Jesus may have eternal life in him." And then that favorite verse that we love, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever," all of us are candidates, "whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into our world on Christmas Day to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe stands condemned already, because they have not believed in the name of God's only one."
and only Son.
And so we see Jesus directing and showing Nicodemus the way to eternal life. And he said, the Son came not to point a finger of judgment, but to stretch his arms around to save the world. Jesus, the one we celebrate on Christmas Day, the perfect light, is a sure guide who is able to answer your questions in life and give you those answers. If you have a decision to make, I believe when you ask Jesus, he's able to guide you in your relationships, in your finances, the way you are handling your businesses. God wants you to succeed in those areas, but you must embrace Jesus, the perfect light, to guide you in those areas of your life, because he came to guide us. You see, if you are on a narrow road going somewhere and you don't know where you're going, and then this road divides into two, and on one side of the road is a dead man, on the other side there's a man who is alive, which man would you ask for directions? Of course, the one who is alive. I want to let you know, Jesus is that man who is alive today, who wants to guide you in every area of your life. He is the perfect light that guides us throughout life. He is alive. He is with us, and he wants to guide you in every area of your life. Maybe you're wondering how 2019 is going to be. Jesus will guide you in 2019. If you embrace him, you won't walk in darkness. The second thing that Jesus does is this. He leads us all the way. As the perfect light, he's a guide that leads us all the way. I don't think you want a guide who just takes you halfway and said, now you are on your own. That is not a good guide. Jesus is also not a signpost. Jesus didn't come to give directions. Say, hey, do you want to know how to succeed? Do this. No. Jesus wants to be involved in every part of your life. He didn't come to give you direction. No. He came to lead us all the way in everything in life. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you until the end of the age. Because he wants to guide you all the way. So how does he guide us? The first way he guides us is through his word. Scripture written through his word. And the psalmist, I love the way the psalmist expresses his delight in the word and what the word does to him when he embraces the word to guide him. He says this in Psalm 119, verse 9. He says this, how can a young man stay on a path of purity? So he's asking a question and he answers it by living according to your word. In other words, the word will guide us in the areas of purity. I seek you with all of my heart. Do not let me stray from your commands. In other words, your word. I have hidden your word in my heart that I may not sin against you. Praise be to you, Lord. Teach me your word. Teach me your decrees. With my lips, I recount all the laws that come from your mouth. I rejoice in following your statutes as one rejoices in great riches. I meditate on your precepts and consider your ways. I delight in your decrees. I will not neglect your word. The psalmist was saying, hey, the word of God is a sure guide in every area of your life. So once upon a time, I lived in a place that had no light in the village. Thank God today there is electricity. Museveni has brought some electricity there, thanks to our taxes. But there's a time, there is. But you know what? There's something about we human beings. We know how to adjust depending on situations. Now, at night, we used to walk at night. And a torch was a very expensive thing to have those days. So what we did, we just memorized the path. We just knew where everything was. Just by the feeling, no shoes. We just knew by stepping here, you know you're near the ditch, then you just go. I'm telling you, you know where the big stone is, and we knew it. We just knew. I remember we used to go to the market, a market which was about 20 kilometers away. We'd wake up at 3 a.m. and walk to the market. But we have memorized the path. But the path we had memorized is the normal path. If somebody brought a rock and brought it in the middle, when, before. And let me tell you, it happened. A couple of times I would come with memory. I knew. And then, pah! And I have proof. One of my toes. But just imagine if somebody just brought me a Christmas gift of a torch. It would change my life forever. Because with a torch, you would know, you see, the light shines and then you overcome. You know the obstacles that along the way you'll be jumping over them, because all of a sudden you're not relying on memory and sense. You have a light that is guiding you. You see, in Psalm 119, verse 105, the Bible says, your word is a lamp for my feet. A light on my path. In other words, in life, there are ditches that have been dug that you have no idea about. There are rocks that have been placed in your path by the adversary, Satan, and you need the word of the Lord to overcome all those traps that the enemy has for you. The word of the Lord is a sure guide for you. So I want to encourage you. Get into the word. Love the word of God, and he is going to guide you every day, because Jesus is the word of God who has come into our lives, our world, to guide us so that we can overcome the obstacles that the enemy has in our path. The second way that Jesus guides us is by the Holy Spirit. By the Holy Spirit. You see, when he was about to leave, Jesus told his disciples he's going away. And they were sad, and rightly so, because Jesus was everything to these guys. He was their leader. He was their guide. He made them feel very important. I mean, these guys were the people with Jesus on their side. Now, Jesus is saying, I'm leaving. And so they were sad, but Jesus had some good news for them that we can see in John chapter 14. He said, hey, I'm leaving, but I'm not leaving you helpless. I'm going to send you somebody who is even going to do better than I did as a human being. And he said in John 14, verse 16, this is what the Bible says, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate. The other translation says comforter or helper, to help you and be with you forever. Because Jesus as man could only be around for a short time. But he said, I'm going to send you somebody who's going to be with you forever. The Spirit of truth. The world cannot accept him because it neither sees him nor know him. But you know him, for he lives with you and will be in you. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. And so Jesus says, I'm going to send somebody who's going to live with you forever. He's not just with you like I've been with you. This one is in you. So that wherever you go, he is there. Because Jesus is that guide who leads us all the way by his Spirit. Let me tell you, he is closer than you think. If you embrace him as that light that came to overcome darkness, he gives you his Holy Spirit to guide you each and every moment of your life. He is unlimited. He is everywhere. And he can guide you every moment. Let me tell you, don't be afraid about the future. You know why? Because Jesus, the perfect light, knows your future. And he has given us Holy Spirit to guide us every step of the way into the future. So 2019, here we come, not with fear, but with faith and trust, because we know that we have the Holy Spirit as our guide who abides with us forever. And so friends, I want to encourage you today to embrace Jesus, the perfect light, because he wants to guide you. He don't want you to go into confusion. He don't like you for his children to walk in darkness. No. He said, I am the light of the world. And whoever follows me, whoever chooses to embrace me as the light of the world, will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. Whoever I'm praying that you are that whoever wants to follow Jesus today. Because he does not want you to face life on your own. No. Life is tough, my friend. He wants you to face life with him on your side to guide you every moment of the way. And let me tell you, for the years I've known Jesus, about 19 years, he has been a good guide. He has guided me along the way. And he wants to do it for every one of us in this place. So friends, I want to encourage you to embrace him today. Not only is he that guide who knows the way, who shows us the way and leads us all the way. He says in John 14, 6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. He didn't come to give you directions to success. He is success himself. He didn't come to show you the way to the Father. He is the way to the Father. He didn't come to just give you advice on how to succeed. No, he says, when you embrace me, you are successful. Would you embrace him today as that perfect light who's going to guide you in life, but also who's going to be with you every day of life? I want to encourage you today. Give him your heart. Receive him today, and you will never walk in darkness. Let's bow our heads and pray together right now. Bow your heads. Father, I'm so grateful that when you saw us in darkness because of our sin and rebellion, you sent Jesus, the perfect light, to overcome every form of darkness. The darkness of the heart called sin, because sin blinds us, enslaves us. But you, Jesus, came to give us life so that we can walk in light and have life. So God, I thank even today that you are still in that business of overcoming darkness in our hearts and revealing light to us. God, I pray right now, by the power of the Holy Spirit, would you draw those who are hungry and thirsty for direction, for guidance, for salvation right now in this place. I thank you because your arms are wide open waiting for those to come to you. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but have the light of life. And Jesus, you are the life that we all long for.
Thank you so much for joining us today. We hope this message has inspired you to spread the love of Jesus. If you would love to know more information about us, please visit www.watotochurch.com.